What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
To be a masterpiece and to be a work in progress at the same time. That's the art of falling in love with yourself.
I realize that sometimes the only one that can put the pieces back together is yourself.
With love and laughter.
Hello, besties. Welcome to I Missed Me. If you're new here, welcome. My name is Mafia Ansures. I am your host, and I am so happy and so grateful that you're here. We are a self-growth community looking to become the best version of ourselves. So if that's something that you're interested in, welcome, bestie. Welcome to I Missed Me. If you are not new to I Missed Me, I missed you, bestie. Welcome. Happy Wednesday. I know that today's episode is a little late. I normally post episodes on Tuesday, and you guys hold me accountable. Like, you guys text me every single Tuesday that I miss an episode. You guys text me, and I get so many DMs of you saying, where's today's episode? And I know, bestie, yesterday was a very chaotic day for me, but there is no way that you're not getting a solo episode this week. So I know that it's a little late, but happy Wednesday. You're getting a solo episode today, and then you're getting a guest episode tomorrow, which I am extremely excited for you guys to listen. But before we get into today's episode, I want to ask you guys a little favor. If you're new to I Missed Me, don't worry about this. Listen to all of the episodes first. Listen to this one. Fall in love with the podcast. Like it first, and then you can go ahead and rate it. But if you're not new to I Missed Me, bestie, and if you haven't rated the podcast, please go ahead and do that. It really does help me a lot, and it literally takes like 5 seconds. As soon as you rate it, take a screenshot of it, DM it to the podcast account, and I will send you guys a free downloadable PDF to build habits, which is really good. All you have to do is rate the podcast, send me a screenshot of you rating the podcast, and I will send a link for you guys to download the PDF. But again, it really does help me a lot, so I would really, really appreciate it if you guys could take 5 seconds of your day to go ahead and rate the podcast. Again, if you're new to I Missed Me, you don't have to do that right now. Listen to the podcast, fall in love with it first, and then you can go ahead and rate it and send me a screenshot of you rating the podcast, and I will go ahead and send you guys a free downloadable PDF. With that being said, today's episode is a very exciting one, and I've been wanting to do this episode for a while. I know that on here, we talk a lot about breakups and relationships and healing and heartbreak, but today we're leaving that aside for a second because we are talking about manifestation again. I haven't made a manifesting episode in a while, and I know that you guys love our heartbreak, breakup episodes, but we're gonna talk about ourselves on this episode. We're gonna concentrate on the things that we want. We're gonna concentrate on the things that we've been asking for, and I am about to tell you guys why you haven't received your manifestations and how you are going to finally start receiving them. I've talked a lot about my manifestation journey on here. If you haven't listened to that episode, which is called Manifesting 101, definitely go listen to that. But long story short, when I was 13, I got this book called The Secret. I read it and I fell in love with it, especially because of how easy it explained the concept of manifesting and how it actually works. If you're into manifestation, one thing that we can all agree on is that the hardest part of manifesting is letting go of your manifestations and actually trusting that just by asking, you will receive. I think that we are very logical beings, and when we're asking for something to the universe or to God or whatever you believe in, it is hard to trust because we cannot see the universe. We can't see God. We can't see whoever we're asking all of these things to. So we don't really know if someone is actually listening to us. Like, how is there a way to know if I'm actually going to receive the things that I'm asking for? If I can't see the person who I'm asking, if I can't see the, you know, whatever I'm praying to listening to me, if that makes any sense. And I think that's the hardest part about manifesting and about asking for things is someone or is something actually listening to me? And that's the reason why we fall into attachment, because I can't see, or because I don't know if someone is actually listening to me, I don't know if I can trust. And because I don't know if I can trust, then I have to take control of situations and of people and of relationships. And when we start trying to take control is when we start attaching. And so we fall into this deep cycle of, I'm asking for things, but I'm having a hard time trusting. So I'm just going to try to control. And by trying to control, I'm going to get attached. And by attaching myself, I am going to really suffer. And again, it is just this constant cycle of constantly suffering because of constantly attaching to things because we have a hard time trusting. And for the longest time, this was me, especially with relationships and with my job and with the things that I've been asking for throughout my whole life. And it can happen to you with money. And again, it can happen to you with friendships, with relationships where you're asking for all of these things, but maybe some things are taking a longer time than other things, or you're having a hard time trusting because you're having a hard time actually believing that someone's listening to you. So you feel the need to control. And then by trying to control, you end up suffering. Again, this was me for the longest time. And I think that I had enough of pain. I fell into this deep cycle of trying to control and control and control. And the more that I tried to control, the more that I was losing control of myself and of my emotions. And I got into this very deep depression hole of nothing that I'm trying to control is working out. What am I doing wrong? And that's where I understood that the universe actually wanted me to let go of everything that I was trying to control because the universe had something greater for me. And that is exactly what is going to happen to you once you finally stop trying to control and once you finally stop attaching yourself to outcomes, because there's millions and thousands of possibilities as to how things can happen for you. But again, it is very, very hard to start trusting, especially if you've never done it. So bestie, welcome to today's episode, The Restaurant Theory. When I was in this very deep depression hole of, I literally don't know what I'm doing wrong, like I'm trying to control and I'm not getting anything that I want, so I must be a loser and I must not deserve good things, I started reading a lot and I started consuming a lot of detachment content. And because I've always been a very, very visual person my whole entire life, the more that I started consuming detachment content, the more that I started creating this idea of what manifestation actually was, because I wanted to leave that depression hole. I was like, okay, I understand that by trying to control, I'm not gonna get anywhere, or I'm not gonna end up controlling anything. So how can I trust, and how can I explain to my brain how to trust so that I finally start receiving? And that's when I came up with the restaurant menu theory. A little backstory on this, I posted a video last year when I first started making content for the I Missed Me socials. And this is a video that blew up. It got like 5 million views on TikTok. And it was just me trying to explain manifestation in a very easy way so that you guys could understand. You guys really liked it. If you don't know what video I'm talking about, don't worry, because I am about to explain it on today's episode. But after seeing that you guys really liked that video, I was like, okay, how can I turn this into an actual thing? And before you guys tell me that everything is a theory and that that's not what a theory means, whatever, I'm about to read you guys what the definition of a theory means before we get into the restaurant menu theory, because I've seen so many things of people complaining online that everything is a theory now, that we have to play games or whatever, whatever. But like, once I read the definition of theory to you, you guys are gonna understand. A theory is a system of ideas intended to explain something, especially one based on general principles independent of the things to be explained, which is the perfect word for what we're about to talk about today, because it's not a literal concept. It is just a group of ideas intended to explain what manifestation actually is and for you guys to be able to understand it in a clearer way. So yes, what I am about to talk about today is a theory. Before anybody comes at me and tells me that everything nowadays is called a theory, I know that the label theory sometimes is just thrown out there, but I truly believe that word theory is exactly what I'm looking for to explain today's concept. Besties, when you go to a restaurant, you have to wait a little bit until you get seated on a table. And once you get to a table, you get the menu, you look through the food, and then ultimately, you end up ordering what you want. The server comes to you after giving the menu, after you have time to think about the things that you want and deciding what you want, the server takes your order and the server leaves. When the server finishes writing your order and the server...
Besties, when I first started podcasting, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. Now I'm selling hoodies with positive messages on the back and it is so easy, all just because of Shopify. Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online store stage to the first real life store stage, and all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whenever you're selling. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Besties, I truly cannot recommend Shopify enough. You guys know that I have a business and it is hosted on Shopify. So besties, sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mafiansures, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/mafiansures now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Again, besties, shopify.com/mafiansures. Thank you so much, Shopify, for sponsoring today's episode.
Besties, this is for everyone that's looking to learn a new language. Whether you have an upcoming international trip or want to connect with friends and family or a new culture, Rosetta Stone is for you. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program available on desktop or as an app, and it truly immerses you in the language that you want to learn. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages to offer, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, and so many more. And it immerses you in many, many ways. It has no English translations, which means that you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. And I also love that it has speech recognition. It has a built-in true accent feature, which gives you feedback on your pronunciation. It's literally like having a personal trainer for your accent. Besties, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. And for a very limited time, iMissedMe's listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. Again, besties, that's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. I love you, besties, and I can't wait for you guys to start learning a new language.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Server leaves. You don't obsess over what you just ordered. You don't start overthinking about it. You don't start making scenarios or fantasizing about it in your head. Again, you don't start overthinking about it, like, is it actually going to come the way that I order it? Or is it going to taste good? Or I don't know if I made the right decision. Or when is it going to come? Or am I actually going to receive it? You just sat down, you looked through the menu, you decided what you wanted, you told the server what you wanted, he left, and all you have to do is wait to receive your food. Again, you don't obsess and you don't overthink because you know that you order it. Therefore, it is exactly what you're receiving. And all you have left is to stay seated and wait until your food is ready. You have absolutely no control over the chef, over the kitchen, over whoever is making your food, over what anyone else is ordering. Again, all you have to do is stay seated and wait until you get your food. Same exact thing happens with life and your manifestations. The only thing that you have to do is to sit down, order what you want once, and patiently wait until the universe gives you what you ordered. You don't have to obsess over it. You don't have to overthink about it. All you have to do is patiently wait until you receive it, because you will receive it once it's ready, just like your food. I've talked about this before multiple times, but ultimately, when it comes down to life and to manifestation, we don't attract the things that we want, we attract who we are. We are made out of atoms, and those atoms are constantly vibrating in a certain frequency. And that frequency is determined by our thoughts. Your thoughts send signals to your body, and based on those signals, you start generating a certain vibration. And that certain vibration can only attract things that are vibrating in that same certain vibration. The biggest mistake when it comes to asking for things, and this applies to anything that you're manifesting, a relationship or friendships or a job or an opportunity, is to worry over the fact of whether you're going to receive it or not. Because again, the universe doesn't care about whether you're worried or not. It just interprets your vibration. If you feel like you need something in order to be happy, let's say a relationship, I am happy with my life, but I will be completely and fully happy once I receive or attract this certain relationship that I'm asking for. And until I don't receive it, I cannot be fully happy. Again, the universe doesn't care about the fact that you want a relationship. The only thing that it cares about and the only thing that life cares about is your vibration. And because you're vibrating in this frequency of, I don't have a relationship and that's why I'm asking for it, then ultimately that means that there's a lack of a relationship in your life. And because you attract what you are and not what you want, if you're vibrating in a frequency of lack, you're just gonna keep attracting more lack. Which means that if you're living in this mentality of, I cannot be happy until I get a relationship, you will never get a relationship, no matter how happy you want the universe to make you. Now, you're probably wondering, then how am I going to attract a relationship if I don't ask for it? Again, bestie, because you don't receive the things that you want, but you receive who you are, the only thing that you have to do in order to receive the things that you want is to become the person that you would be once you received those things. So if you want to attract a relationship, let's say that right now you're vibrating in this frequency of, I really want a boyfriend because all of my friends have boyfriends and because couples online seem so happy and I want to be as happy as couples online and like I want to be as happy as someone who has a relationship. Again, that's a lack mindset because it means that you cannot be that happy until you attract a relationship. You are going to start acting like someone who already attracted that relationship and like someone that you would want to date. And you are going to start vibrating and you are going to start waking up and you are going to start carrying yourself as someone who already received that relationship that you're looking for. How would you dress? How would you speak to people? How would you speak to your partner? How would you treat everyone? How would you act? How would you carry yourself? How would you feel throughout your day if you had the partner that you have been always looking for? And I promise you, bestie, the more that you start focusing on yourself and the more that you start focusing on how can I become the person who would be in a healthy, happy relationship, the more that you will stop thinking about the person that you're attracting and the more that you will start concentrating on working on yourself and becoming the best version of yourself. And I promise you that once you start vibrating in that frequency, you are going to attract the person that you're looking for. And that is just an example for a relationship because I know that this is what you guys have been manifesting a lot because you guys let me know. But this happens with everything, with any opportunity or with any friendship or with any job or with any place. You have to become the person that you would be once you receive those things. And ultimately, and if you guys have listened to Joe Dispenza, he explains it in the most perfect way. Tap into that future version of yourself so that the universe has no other option but to give you those things because you are already that person. Manifesting is not about writing down on a paper. It is not about meditating. It is not about asking for things, but it is about matching the vibration and the frequency of the things that you're asking for. A very common question is like, okay, how do I manifest? How many times do I have to write it down? How often do I have to write it down? How often do I have to ask for it? Bestie, you don't even have to write it down once. You really don't even have to write it down. You don't have to ask for it. You don't have to let the universe know that you want it because, again, what it's really going to care about is your vibration and your frequency. All you have to think is, okay, I want a relationship. Who's the person that I would become once I got myself into the relationship that I've been asking for and start acting like that person right now? Again, you don't have to write it down on a paper. You don't have to follow all these rituals of like writing a name down on a paper 5 times, putting it under my pillow, and then the next day I have to act a certain way, or all of these rituals that you see online that are just extremely confusing and put you in this obsession mindset. But all you have to start doing right now, if you actually want to start receiving the things that you're asking for, is tapping into the frequency of the things that you're asking for. If it helps you, make a list of the things that you want to visualize and to decide how you're going to start acting. But this is not what's truly going to manifest the things that you want. Writing them down is just like an outline or like a guide to decide how you want to act, of like, okay, make a list of 5 things that you're asking for, and then go through each thing and be like, okay, this version of myself would be very happy. This version of myself would be responsible. This version of myself would be disciplined. And then become that version of yourself. And just like magic, besties, and just like when you sit down on a restaurant and you order your food, it is gonna get to you, because there's no way it won't. There is no reason as to why you should doubt it. If those are the things that you asked for, why would you not deserve them, and why would you not receive them? And that is how manifestation works, and that is my restaurant menu theory explained. When you go to a restaurant and you sit down and you order your food, you don't obsess over it and you don't overthink about it, and you just patiently wait until you receive it, because you know that you have no other option but to receive it. And the same thing happens with life. Order what you want, start acting like the person that's gonna receive those things, because you have no other option but to receive them. In order to start receiving good things, you have to first believe and act like someone who's worthy of receiving good things. Things get to you when you're ready, not when you want them, but when you're ready. So if you become the person that's ready to receive all of those things, there's no other option but for you to receive them. So instead of focusing on the things that you want, become on focusing the person and the version of yourself that's ready to receive the things that you want. And that's it for today's episode, besties. I hope that it helped to clarify how manifestation actually works a little bit more, and that you can start acting like the person who's going to receive all of the things that you're asking for. Don't forget to follow the podcast social media at @imismepodcast, literally everywhere. You can watch the guest episodes on YouTube. Don't forget to follow my personal socials at @mafiansures everywhere. Don't forget that I also have a clothing brand, $25 hoodies, at @imismeproject everywhere. I'm posting a lot of content on there as well. Again, besties, don't forget to read the podcast to receive your free downloadable PDF. And I will see you guys tomorrow with our guest episode. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. With love, Mafi.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.